The Saints look to break a two-game losing streak here today at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome as they host the Los Angeles Rams. Welcome to the pregame report here on NewOrleansSaints.com. I'm John DeShazer. And the Saints are 4-6 right now after having lost their last two against Denver and also Carolina. A couple of heartbreaking losses down the stretch. And the Saints want to break that two-game losing streak here against the Rams on Sunday, on a day where the 1967 Saints will be honored in a pregame ceremony. The 1967 team, the expansion Saints. So tune in for that. Wonderful team. We visited with them yesterday. Look at NewOrleansSaints.com for some of the interviews as well as some of the pictures of those players. Now, the Saints come into this game needing to shore up special teams, and rarely do you begin a pregame report with special teams, but the Saints have had their woes in that area of the game this season. Three kicks have been blocked. All three have been pivotal in Saints losses. The first against the New York Giants, a 32-yard field goal block returned for a touchdown. Saints lose that game 16-13. 2 weeks ago against the Denver Broncos, a point after attempt blocked, returned for a two-point conversion. Saints lose that game 25-23. And last Thursday, the previous Thursday, against the Carolina Panthers, a field goal blocked, returned for a touchdown that's nullified by a penalty. However, Carolina scores on the next play. The Saints lose that game 23-20. So they really need to shore up that. And in trying to do so, hired Kevin O'Day, a special teams coach, who will assist Greg McMahon and Stan Kwan with that unit. Now, O'Day is going to be specializing in the snap, hold, kick portion of it. And that's where a lot of the troubles have been for the Saints. So hopefully they will have a cleaner operation today in that segment of special teams. Offensively, the Saints come in being exactly who they are. They are second in the league in yards per game, 422. First in passing yards a game, about 317. Fourth in scoring, 28.5 points per game. And Drew Brees obviously leads the league in passing yards at 3,277. He's got 26 touchdowns, only 8 interceptions. And Drew Brees having one of those years, 71% completion percentage. So he's really doing well. He will hopefully get some help today from left tackle Teron Armstead. We know Armstead has been in and out of the lineup up this year with that knee injury as well as a quad injury. He's missed the previous two games, but he did work some with the first unit last week during practice, so hopefully he'll be a go today. If he's a go at left tackle, that means Andrews Peak gets to move back to left guard, and that's the starting lineup across the offensive line that the Saints opened the season with, and that's the one that they hope to finish the season with. However, even in Teron Armstead's absence, they've been doing an admirable job in terms of protecting Drew Brees. Now, as for the running game for the Saints, how about this? Let me throw out some numbers for you. If I told you the Saints had a running back who had ran 210 times for 941 yards and 3 touchdowns and had caught 43 passes for 339 yards and another 3 touchdowns, would you take that? Well, that's the combined numbers of Tim Hightower and Mark Ingram. So the Saints have been getting great production out of that running back position, even though individually people might look at it and say, okay, they're not getting exactly what they want. But collectively, if you combine that, those are the numbers of a number one running back in the NFL. And so the Saints obviously want to be able to run the ball some against the Rams, because the Rams will bring a blitz package and they will attempt to pressure Drew Brees. Greg Williams, the former defensive coordinator for the Saints, is the current defensive coordinator of the Rams. And we know exactly the pressure packages that he likes to bring. So it will be critical to get the running game going as well as the pass protection. And Ingram and Hightower will help in that too in terms of blitz pickup. Defensively for the Saints, looks like cornerback Delvin Bro will be back on the field. Delvin Bro has been battling his leg injury. He broke his fibula in the season opener against Oakland, and he's been in and out of the lineup lately. Hopefully he's healed up, got that leg stronger, and will be back on the field. He was a full go in practice this week, so it looks like he's going to be back in the starting lineup, and that bolsters the secondary. He, Sterling Moore, B.W. Webb, Ken Crawley at cornerback. That gives the Saints some quality depth at that position, so let's look for Delvin Bro to be in the starting lineup. And here's an important thing about the Saints defensively. In the last five games, they're only allowing an average of 20.4 points per game. That's down from the first five games when they were allowing almost 31 points per game. So they've really tightened it up defensively in terms of allowing teams to score. Over those last five games, no opponent has scored more than 23 points. So the Saints are getting it done defensively, and that's important today because the Rams only average 15 points per game. So this looks like a perfect opponent for the Saints defensively in terms of scoring defense. defense. Also, the Rams don't score a ton of the Rams don't give up a ton of points, only 18.7, but that's for the Saints offense to deal with, and they average 28 points a game. So something will have to give in one of those categories. The Rams do have allowed also 24 sacks, and that bodes well for the Saints because they're coming in with a rush defense that has been stout the last couple of games. Recorded 6 sacks against Denver, a couple more against Carolina, so the pass rush is coming along for the Saints. So monitor those situations as this game progresses. Now continue to stick and stay with us here on NewOrleansSaints.com and check with us for the postgame report. Postgame is presented by Verizon Wireless. So stay with us here on NewOrleansSaints.com. We'll tweet all game long. We'll give you updates throughout the game and stay with us for the postgame report. I'm John DeShazer. This is Sunday and the Saints and the Rams are going to go at it in a few hours. Go Saints.